joining me in the studio is Mark Flynn from the Mike Project, or otherwise known as the Media Initiative Collective. And also we are joined in the studio by Gavin Doyle, who is a student. He was a student when I was in there a year or so ago. So, hi Mark.
How's it going, Paula? You well?
I'm good. Hey Gav, how's things?
Hello, Paula.
So Mark, can you firstly start things off by maybe telling us a little bit more about the Mike Project and what sort of services you offer?
Sure. Well, the big news this year is that we're 10 years old today, yeah. So we've been going for quite a long time, a decade. And what we do is a media portfolio course, mm-hmm. Designed to help students get into college, mostly in cases where they couldn't have access for their education because of exam requirements and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we help them over the course of a year produce a portfolio of art and design and media pieces.
Yeah.
And we get them into colleges.
Oh, very good, very good. Very admirable, an admirable service. So, the Mike Project, as it's affectionately known, it was founded in Darndale Village in February of this year. And it's so far successfully trained over 200 young people, including myself and young Gavin over there, and over two-thirds of whom have now gone on to further education or employment. So going back in time 10 years, why was the Mike Project put together initially?
Well, when I was younger, I used to play a lot of music around Coolock kind of area, and we realised a lot of people were asking for lessons, and not only in the music that I play, but in all sorts of different spheres of art.
Yeah.
People would be asking for drawing lessons. Do we know anybody that does sculpture?
Yeah.
A whole range of different people were looking to access art services for hobbies or looking to do it as a career because it was something that they felt they were good at.
Yeah.
So we decided that there needed to be a space available for them to use locally rather than having to travel into town, which can be a big deal for some people who maybe have just lived and stayed around the area for their whole lives.
Yeah.
So we came up with the idea of an art space, an artist co-op, almost. And we started running some classes for a nominal fee. It was like €2 per guitar lesson.
Oh, wow.
Super cheap.
Yeah, very cheap.
And providing a space for people to come in and do different art projects. So we eventually got funding through lobbying different government agencies and things, giving presentations. And we came up with the idea of running it as a training course that involved 6 or 7 different subjects. So we've been doing that now for 10 years and very successfully as well.
Yeah, so was it very hard to get off the ground initially, or was it like most things, you know, it's generally quite hard to get these things off the ground?
Well, it was. We'd done 2 years plus voluntary work on it.
Yeah, okay.
We've gone around giving presentations to different groups to provide and any services that we could with the skills that we had, the small core team that were working there voluntary. And 2 years later, we got an okay back from a phone call from a government body connected to the National Drug Strategy Plan saying that they liked what we were doing and they wanted to see us help make it full time.
Yeah, two years, I suppose, is long enough to be to wait
yeah,
to see if you're
going
to get it funded. Yeah, well, obviously, you know, after I wouldn't be here if I hadn't if you hadn't taken me under your wing. So, what does the Mike Project cover course wise? What kind of subjects do you cover?
Okay, well, we've evolved over the years. We're always looking to try and find a better, more effective way of helping people realise their potential. So at the moment, we do what's called a FETAC Major Award, which is a group of subjects all related to each other. Our course is called a Media Production Course.
Yeah.
And we do sound engineering, we do video production, it's called digital editing at the moment. Sorry, we're evolving all the time.
It keeps changing.
We do photography and we do digital photography.
Yeah.
And we also do media analysis, graphic design, communications and work experience.
Yeah.
So there's 8 subjects going on at the moment.
Yeah.
And we do that for 20 students per year, help them develop their portfolio.
Yeah. So, it's enough subjects to, as I say, I remember when I was doing it, it's enough to keep you busy with the homework and stuff.
It sure is. Well, we hope that we do it in a very supportive way for the students. We try not to give, like, homework as such.
Not homework, but, you know, there's no, like, pressure. It's not homework, you know. It's the first word that pops into my head.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it was enjoyable. Yeah, it was fun.
It was. As I said, I wouldn't be doing this now. I'd probably just be sitting at home crying into my cup of tea or something that I can't get a job. And, you know, it gives you a good grounding, even if you have no background in, you know, photography or graphic design, or it's something that you even interested in.
But we look for people to come on the course that just show an ambition to get back into education. And art is something that, you know, or the ability to be an artist, to think and feel and produce pieces of work related to your feelings or your thoughts.
Yeah.
We think that's inherent in everybody.
Mm.
So this is one way of helping people get back into education. They might switch further on down the line to more academic subjects. This is a way of helping them get back into the swing of things.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we said, but how long is the course? When does it start and when does it finish?
Sure, it's 11 months long, and we start in September and we finish in August with an exhibition at the end of the year.
Okay, so I think you're still taking applications for this coming
September? Yeah, we take in applications throughout the year, and the interviews will be end of July, start of August, and the start date is the middle of September.
So what's the criteria? I know we've kind of said anyone with an aptitude, so anyone applying, what sort of things are you looking for people that are interested in coming into the course?
Well, it helps if they can prove to us that they have an interest.
Mm.
So just coming along and saying that they like music or something like that, that doesn't really show. There's better ways, and those ways are maybe showing us some photographs or some artworks that you have worked on, or maybe you're in a band and you've done some recordings, or you've done some work experience with people in studios. Your uncle might run a band and you help him with the PA system, this sort of thing. And it's nice to see kind of evidence of that, you know, flyers, demo tapes, CDs, photographs that you've done.
Yeah, people like young Gavin, who's sitting here with me. Well, not, maybe not so young Gavin. Well, he is,
Well, going 20 now and tomorrow, actually.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gavin. Yay. So, Gavin, let me switch over to you for a couple of minutes. So, you were in a band.
Yeah.
And obviously, was that part of the reason that you wanted to go into the Mike Project?
It actually wasn't, because I had a big interest in the Mike Project because my brother did it within the early years of the Mike starting up, and
you're just next door as well.
I'm just next door to it, and I just would always talk to my brother about what he was doing in there. He'd show me the recordings he was doing, the videos he did, and he introduced me to Mark when I was much younger. And then as I was finishing secondary school, I was in talking to Mark about doing it the following year, and as soon as I started, I thought it was absolutely great. Very nice. Fantastic.
It's a good laugh. So what do you think, you obviously, you know, you did the course last year, finished last August, so what do you feel that you've gotten out of the course?
Everything. I only went in with the intention of with a guitar on my back.
With a guitar.
I just went in with the intention of doing graphic design, and as soon as Mark was teaching photography and then doing digital editing and sound engineering, I just loved every bit of it. And I just kept wanting to do it all, and even though I'm out of the course nearly a year, I'm still doing everything that was involved in the mic. As it's just a normal thing now.
And you've gotten some nice work experience out of it as well.
Plenty,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. So if you want to tell people, you've been working with a play that's been touring the country?
I was touring with a play, the Dublin Estuary Players, they go by, and their play was 3 Days of Rain, and Mark called me up one evening just to say somebody was looking for a sound guy, and they called me in, talked to me about it, and I said, why not? And it was actually just as you do, and it was one of the great experiences actually ever. I only had our last show last night, and now it's all wrapped up,
so you're literally hot foot down from, I think it was Belfast you were in yesterday.
Belfast,
and they did hire you as sound, but you ended up doing lights, sound and graphic design for them as well.
Doing everything. It's mad as how it works, so
had quite an aptitude for the old graphic design.
Some
of your posters were very, I don't know, surreal is not the, maybe not the word
artistic,
to use.
Artistic.
But they're very artistic. You use artistic. Well, you can use surreal in the same breath as... but I know that you use the band, the stuff with your band, Axial Symmetry.
Yep.
Check them out. is Onwards and Upwards as well. And I know you've done a lot of, you know, your own posters and your logo and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And do you feel that the Mike Project has helped you achieve everything that you were hoping to achieve?
Just with the band or just in everything?
Well, I mean, even putting the band together, because I'm assuming the band was a big driving force behind you going into the course.
It really helped out a lot.
Yeah.
Especially with sound engineering. Mm. Now I'm just, I'm actually on the verge of producing bands now.
Wow.
And sound engineering was great. And it really, just gave me a great understanding for recording and everything, because I was actually at home recording demos with the band during the time. So anything I was learning in the Mike Project, as soon as I come out, I was like, oh yeah, I know what to do now.
Yeah. No, it's a good little group of people. It's a bit strange, really. You know, you're all sort of thrown together.
Yeah.
Like in our group, it was about 18, 20 of us at the start, and it's all
roughly
a bit of, there was literally a bit of everything. People from every walk of life, you know, some people like Stephen, who was they're only like 18, and then there was me on the opposite end of the spectrum, the older mother figure, as I became.
It just goes to show that, like,
we're all such amazing friends now, and you know, we were literally together solidly for a solid year, 5 days a week, and you know, the staff of the Mike Project just made us feel so
like a little family.
Yeah, we were a little family. We all had our little groups, and you know, everyone's still in contact now.
And it didn't really matter what age you were going into the Mike Project. You can be young or you know, quite older, and you still get along with everybody.
That was the thing that worried me when I first went in. So it doesn't matter, sort of, you know, if you are sort of in your late 20s and you have an interest, you know, throw your hat in and give Mark a shout and see if you're what they're looking for. So Mark,
it's more of a case of, are we what they're looking for, I suppose, you know?
Well, mutual, I'd say. Yeah, it's a mutual thing, but obviously more on your end, maybe.
Okay.
So what certification would you get at the end of the course? I know you said there was eight or nine subjects, so what would people who pass the subjects come out with at the end?
Okay, if you pass all the subjects, you get what's called a major award, which is like winning a kind of a super cert to say that you know everything, all encompassing this media production business.
Yeah.
But in the individual modules, you also achieve certification, and it's level 5 in all of the subjects. But more importantly, I think, is the experience that the students have on the course, and the portfolio of work, the physical piece of work that they can show colleges afterwards.
Mm.
So WIFETEC is an amazing thing to achieve. For some people, getting onto a course and finishing a course could turn out to be the biggest achievement that they have that year, and that's totally valid as well, and probably it's a very important thing.
So do you find yourself doing much promotion for the course, or does it tend to promote itself?
Well, in the early years we did have to promote it a fair bit, but now it's kind of, well, snowballed, or a word like that, maybe. And we don't advertise so much anymore. We do run an online a website where you can access application forms and things like that, and information about the course. But every year we've had about 100 people for the last couple of years apply for a course that only has 20 places. So people just get to hear about us, because we don't just run the course, we also do a lot of work in the community, helping people with PA systems, services that include consultation for the different kind of subjects that we might work under, the music industry, or video production work, that type of thing. So we're fairly well known in the sort of Darndale, Priorswood, Coolock area for what we do.
Yeah, I remember sort of at the end, and there'll also be do an exhibition at the end of the year of your work, stuff you've put together in graphic design or photographs you might have taken. You're given how would you describe it? You're designated you choose a subject, basically, for your end.
Oh, a team, We get together a couple of different ideas, and we have the students choose the theme of the exhibition, and then they'd all work towards achieving that. We put on an exhibition in town, and we put on one in the Darndale Village Centre. And it's been amazing the last 3 years, where we've really pushed the boat out and done it to a professional standard. Any of the people who have come to see the exhibition are fairly amazed that a lot of our guys only took up those subjects less than a year previously.
Exactly. So, like, who can apply? Is it an open field, or do you stop at a certain age? You wouldn't take anybody over a certain age, or, I mean, even people like disabled Are you sort of, you know, fully equipped?
Yeah, it's fully accessible. Lift in the village centre, everything mm-hmm. complies, corridors, doorways, the whole works complies with wheelchair users. So, yeah, I would say that we're anybody can apply. There's an upper age limit because our students get a weekly funding from FOSS.
Yeah, sure.
FOSS have an upper limit of 65 years of age, the retirement age.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we can't take any people on the full-time course that are older than that.
Right.
We'll definitely help if anyone wants to come to us and ask us, this might be the course for them, but do we have any advice? And we can help point them in the right direction.
Yeah, sure. And it's handy to know that. And as I say, you are very much a community-based organisation. So anyway, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us today. It's it's been informative. I knew a lot of it, obviously, because I've been in with you before. But thanks very much for...
We should say the contact details before.
Bear with me, Mark. Bear with me.
Sorry.
Okay, so just to recap a little bit, the Mike Project, the Media Initiative Collective, was formed in Darndale 10 years ago, this February just gone, and they're celebrating their 10-year anniversary. Successfully trained 200 young people, and most of those have gone into either further education or into employment. The course coordinator, who is here with me today, is Mark Flynn. So you can give Mark a ring or look at the website if you're interested in maybe applying for next year. So when did you say again for applications, Mark?
Constantly we take in applications, we put them in a file and we call everybody to an interview. Anyone who's applied for it gets an interview with us.
Yeah.
And they'll be taking place end of July, start of August, around about that time.
Fantastic. So apply today if you're out there and you're maybe RT-based or that sort of thing. So anyway, the Mike Project, they are based in the Bell Building in Darndale Bellcamp Village Centre. That's in Dublin 17. You can check their website, which is mikeproject.org. You can also email them on info@mikeproject.org. And you can phone them if you're just looking for a bit more information on that. Their phone number is 877-1666. So thanks again for coming in and talking to me today. I just wanted to give a little bit of publicity to your 10-year anniversary.
Brilliant. We have a big programme of events going on this summer. So keep checking the website and you'll see some amazing things this August.
No, as I say, definitely check it out. As I said, I wouldn't be sitting here today if people like Mark hadn't sort of seen something that I might not have seen in myself, you know. So thanks very much to Gavin and Mark for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks.